You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's vanta.com/simplify for $1,000 off.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Once again, your song of the day from 1976, Take the Money and Run by Steve Miller Band. 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sonner Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Look at Jake. Look at Jake.
He just keeps going. No, I'm about to run right now.
He's on one. Good job. Really good job. You didn't overthink it and play some 90s crap.
You like some 90s music.
I do. But this is...
What year again?
1976.
What's that?
Better times. Right in the sweet spot.
Really?
How about that song? You hear a lot of that now?
No.
No.
Are we going to do this?
Again. We do it every day.
Every day the same.
I still get mesmerized how there's this, I don't know, when's the last time you heard that song?
It's been a while for me.
Now, I listen to some stations, oldies that I listen. I hear it probably every week.
Oh, geez. I haven't heard it for years and years.
It's not been years. It's been months at least for me.
I hear it a lot.
And I, you know, every word of the song. It's incredible how something can just click back.
Did he just launch into that song, too? Is that the way that song? Did you play this song? I think that just launches into the song.
Pretty quickly, yeah.
There's really no...
The first 15 seconds of intro, then into it.
Oh.
It's pretty quick, though.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. I just like about everything he sings. They sing. Yeah. It's the Steve Miller Band. They sing. Swingtown.
Getting high and watching the tube. Decided to go down to El Paso.
I don't know. He just has a way about him that's really good. The Steve Miller Band. Jet Airliner is a great song, right? Fly Like an Eagle is a great song. Swingtown's an incredible song. Abracadabra's a funny song, right?
As we're Abracadabra.
I want to reach out and grab you.
I want to reach out and grab you.
Questionable.
Please don't, Steve.
that song is in the nines. I'm going to say 9.2775.
I think this because it caught me so well and off guard. It's a 9.4219.
Whoa, we're both in the nines today.
Yeah, big time song. Oh, wow. Jake, thank you.
Is Ellie going to be in the nines?
No, 7. Freezing no, 6.6. 6. She's on her phone.
6.3. Almost got it. Almost nailed it.
Just missed it.
6.3. Yeah, Ellie's cold over there.
Ellie is off her phone.
She's also upset that class is not canceled today because, you know, the cold.
Yeah, it's
and
minus
snow on the ground.
God, the kids still. Yeah. Alex last night was all about, are they going to cancel classes today at Southeast Community College? I'm like, I wouldn't look for it. I don't think it's going to happen.
I thought it would, though. Cold.
Yeah.
I mean, it's -8.
It's -8.
It's a little different conversation with college kids.
It's still -8, by the way.
Would say that there's not much wind, so it's manageable.
Yeah.
Once the wind comes up at all, then you're gonna die, maybe. Right now it's just uncomfortable. That's it.
Some ratings before we get to Bill's
Please.
Here. From the text line. Jennifer and Hubby, 7.5. Hubby 6.5.
Interesting.
Not bad. I thought they might be higher than that. Still not a bad score.
Lukewarm.
Surprised with Hubby. Thought it'd be an 8.
John in Southeast Lincoln, 8.9. Rick from Wahoo gives it a 9. Bill and Bennett, 8.5. Hubert, that's a new one. Hubert. 9.2. Sean in Omaha, 7.5. Lyle in Omaha, 6.5. Bearded Ben, who gave us the donuts 2 weeks ago.
So
thank
good.
You.
Thank
eight
you.
8 from Holton, Kansas.
He's from Holton, Kansas.
Holton, Kansas. Yep.
Doug in Harrison,
has a
Idaho.
A condo up here.
Doug in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, 9.3 on that one. Matt says, all day long, 9.5.
Yeah, Matt.
All day long.
Believer says, on a heater, 9.
Yeah. Just stay in the 70s.
Brad and Baldwin, 7.5. Who, Clemens?
Bert!
8!
Bert, that's the highest he's ever went.
That's probably, yeah.
And Bert are on the same page on this now. Wow.
I'm stunned.
Yeah.
An 8 for Bert.
Hey, I'm one of the cool kids now, by the way.
You are?
Because Bert texted me yesterday.
Did he?
What?
Nice.
What'd he say?
I'm one of the cool. I'm not telling you. I'm one.
Did you put it in your chat?
Cool.
Did it go on Red Sea Scrolls?
Is that in the forums too?
Yeah, in the forum too. Hey, Steve, got a question for you. What do you think about? Oh, hang on. Let me put it out there for you. I'll get an answer for you. Give me about an hour.
Give your response from the people and just take it to the scrolls.
Yeah. I'll call Robin.
Oh, okay. Keep going.
Can't forget YouTube here.
The tube.
Chris, 7.1. Genghis, 9.9. Top 10 song of all time.
Genghis?
It's Genghis Korn on YouTube. Jacob, 7.4. Smoking Gun Joe, 8.6. Nashville Husker, 9.4. BWD, 8. Bolt, by the way, it's Bolt's birthday today.
Birthday Bolt.
9.3 from Bolt. Happy birthday to Bolt.
Happy birthday.
I love Bolt.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
I do. He always says hi at the games. Yeah. Bolt's birthday, I guess he's probably your age.
He's a couple years younger.
Is he?
He won the Rozier jersey, and then I tried to get him to get into a stance when he was here.
He said, fired back.
Fired back.
No, because I won't be able to get out of it. It's so funny. He's just like, nope.
Mr. Blitzkrieg, 6.76. That's your ratings on the Song of the Day.
Nice.
Take the Money and Run by Steve Miller Band.
What's next?
It's time for a Tuesday edition, which is Bugaboo Tuesday, of Bill's Thrills. Let's fire it up.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, it is a Bugaboo Tuesday. What is bothering you on this frigid Tuesday in Lincoln, Nebraska?
I had something all written up. From my trip that was, I thought was something really bothered me, and it was going back in time.
Okay.
And this, I changed it though. I made a late change.
Whoa.
Made a late change.
Is this impromptu?
Last night. Impromptu. Well, it was late last night after I'd already had my Bills Thrills done, and I switched the whole thing. Changed the whole thing. I'll see where you guys are at with
I'm
this.
I'm intrigued.
To the school who played the fool. To the school who played the fool. The late start is a shot to the heart. I'm watching the bottom of the screen,
yep.
And I'm seeing schools canceled. About every fourth one is a late start.
Shot to the heart.
Stop it. Stop it.
Late
Be better.
Start.
Late oh. start. What is that? What is that? Imagine, remember the last thing you talked about?
Hey, guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Remember how excited we used to get for a late start? No, said nobody.
No, not at all.
Really?
Oh, it sucked.
Have, no, the late start's worse than regular. Imagine Jake calling us, hey, guys, don't come in until 6:45. Oh, thanks a lot, Jake.
Yeah, really?
That's awesome. That helps me a bunch.
Worse when you're in school.
You think that it's worse? It was worse to go as a late start than it was to shot to the heart. And is it really like going, well, what happened? You know, why'd your kid not ever turn out very good? Well, he had that late start. You know, like that. No, just give him the day off. Just give him the day off. It's fine. If you have to have a late start, there's still a risk
out
there.
Come in at noon.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, thanks. That does a lot for us.
Great.
Or this way we can salvage the extra snow day. It doesn't count as a snow day. Whatever. Send me to school in May. Doesn't bother me one bit. Doesn't bother me one bit to go a day later. No.
I still got a bad attitude about it. You can imagine when I was a kid.
The late start was just...
It was dumb.
And then you would see him coming across the deal or the announcements. Or all of a sudden it'd be like, Genoa, canceled. Like that. Columbus, canceled. Fullerton, late start, 10 a.m. You just want to fight people.
They're out.
Then when you show up at school at 10, you're mad.
Yep.
Everyone's mad. Yep. Like, this is the dumbest stuff. Remember that time we had the late start? We went and goofed around for 2 hours? Nope. Never happened.
Shot to the heart.
Oh, it's brutal. When I see that, the late start.
This is one of your better ones.
Shot
to the heart.
Oh, it just crushes everybody.
It messes up everything. You know, if you're taking your kids to school, you got to stick around for 2 hours versus, hey, I'm either at home all day. Yeah. You might go in and come back. It's just a mess. The bus system's messed up.
Everything is.
What's the point?
Yeah, just stop.
Lunch.
Everything's a mess. So you still have lunch now.
You might.
Yeah, you're going to have lunch.
Not hungry, though.
You got to be in by like around, I think 10:30 is the latest you can start.
Is that right?
To count it as a day.
Okay.
To count it as a day. And I just wonder if everyone gets, the all administrators get together like that. We did it, man. We pulled it off. We got the late start. Nice job. No. Then you get a whole school of people that want to fight you.
Shot to the heart.
Jacob on YouTube says, even the teachers didn't want to be there.
Oh, no.
Late
no
start.
One.
I'm awesome. I'm angry in hindsight.
I'm
angry.
I probably, what'd you have of these, Steve? I probably had 6 to 8 of these during my...
I was going to say,
similar here.
No, a little different than you guys. Maybe one or two.
We
had about 6 to 8.
You almost got one a year, really. You almost got one late start a year.
I can't remember
usually it was the day after a storm, so it'd be a cancellation, and the next day late start.
Next day late start.
That's...
Mr. Blitzkrieg says, I would hate it when the public school would call off school, but the Catholic school still in session.
Shot to the heart.
Yeah, shot to the heart. Direct shot.
Text line. Triple H's dad says, just heard that from my daughters this morning. Everyone's closed around us, but Tri-County.
Tri-County. Late start. Better than them, okay? Tri-County's better than everybody else. No, they just,
Oh, this is great.
Think of the learning that's getting done today when they start late.
Easy.
They'll crush it.
Now, two part here with Lucas in North Dakota. By the way, it's also his birthday.
Lucas.
Nice. Lucas. We should try to tie him and Bolt together.
We should. For them.
Lucas has been with us for a long time.
North Dakota.
I think it's Grand Forks, if I remember.
Okay.
Let's go.
Minus 32.
And he says also, he follows up, little late start today, North Dakota, -25 degrees right now. Late start is because of a massive water main break, though, not because of the temperature.
Water main break in -25. I bet that's pleasant.
Imagine water just shooting out of the school and just freezing it. That'd be a lot.
Pleasant.
Yes.
Jesse says, not sure if I should admit this, but in high school, we went road tripping a time or two before school when there was a late start.
Road tripping.
It's an early road tripping.
Probably kind of fun.
You can admit that.
Yeah, kind of fun, probably.
Well,
I'd be so mad I could have enjoyed myself.
No.
I could have enjoyed myself one bit.
No, you got to go in.
Now, this is, I don't have a name here, but someone says, kids had a late start schedule, but just called and canceled. They must have heard you guys.
If it's possible.
School apparently just called and said,
if it's possible that we got a hold of an administrator and saved the kid's day, can we name a school?
Where are you? What's your name?
If you keep your name clear, that's fine.
Would you ever be prouder of this show if that's what just happened?
This would be my finest moment.
Yeah.
This would be my finest.
Iowa was pretty good, though. You beat Iowa.
Yeah, beat Iowa. That's fine. Won national championship.
But this is it.
What was the best thing? What was it? Well, the ones we got school to cancel. I hear the radio. Listen to the superintendent.
Oh, God, I hope it's true.
Chris on YouTube says, right now it's -25 in Iski of the Woods, Minnesota, and school is on time. No late start, not off. We're in school for -27.
The wind must not be howling.
Must not be. I can remember talking to my dad because he knew he was really good friends with like the administrator.
You had an in.
And I'd be like, Dad, call him. Just call him.
Oh my God, I forgot about that angle. Just call you him. Had a total in.
Please call him. Call Glenn Larson up.
I can hear you.
Yeah, good.
I can literally hear
Third
you saying,
grade, just standing
Dad,
there.
Dad, please.
Call him. Just call
Get
him.
Get the phone. Here.
Get the phone. Here's the phone. Call him up.
Ron.
I know the school now. We've got two people confirming this just happened with the same school.
This could be the finest moment.
And it's by us, though, by the way. So that was Clinton who texted first. And now we got Big Ty saying that Freeman and Adams, south of Lincoln, just called right now that they had a late start and they've canceled school as of like 2 minutes ago. Did we just cancel school?
Finest moment.
We
are having an impact on the kids. Oh, can you imagine imagine those kids right now. Can you imagine?
Yes, I can.
The glee would be euphoric.
Oh.
It would just be euphoric. Oh. And especially if both your parents working, so you're just a couple of third, fourth graders, home by yourself at the house.
Oh, just, if your parents don't work, it really negates some of the joy. But if they go to work,
they leave. Oh yeah,
it's on.
It's on. You're just, it's just. And then back in the day too, again, with no cell phones or anything, you have no idea where you were, what you were doing, whose house you were at.
Can't track you at all.
A lot of the problem that we would have if that were the case were just the cupboards. I mean, it'd just be a full-on raid.
All the food is gone with
it. Just a full-on raid.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's incredible.
Bill, the headline once again, please.
Please.
Hang on. I got to go to my glasses. The school who played the fool. The late start is a shot to the heart.
That's a great headline.
And that is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Turk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. When we come back, hour two. The NCAA is trying to do something really dumb that they should not do.
Sounds like Trump.
Sounds like.
Hey, this is a great topic.
And we'll discuss that stupid thought next, an early break on the ticket.
Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on my plan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.